What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Loud up, what do you got?
So, maybe good news? I think they're good news.
We need it.
Researchers are saying that a new birth control pill for men appears to be safe, effective,
good,
and may soon become a reality. There is a study that included 100 healthy men ages 18 to 50 years old, and it took place in the University of Washington. And they're saying that it is effective. Obviously, longer studies are needed to see that it is completely effective, and hopefully it becomes a reality either later this year or next year.
By the way, you know what you just reminded me of when you talked about birth control is when Cap was mentioning Winning Time earlier. Do you remember the scene of Jerry West telling his girlfriend or wife or whoever she was?
Yeah.
Go get your diaphragm.
Right.
That, you want to talk about 80s right there, boy.
Right.
Yeah. The phrase, go get your diaphragm.
Yeah.
That's awesome, by the way. There's no more, you know, like if that's the case, you know, take the pill, bro. You know?
Well, hold on.
Wait, what do you mean hold
thing.
On?
I know. I was like, wait, hold up, hold up. What do you mean hold up?
Hold on. What?
It's kind of an interesting thing. I mean, as a guy, our whole lives, we've always thought about birth control and contraception primarily on the female side. Doesn't seem fair, obviously.
Right.
But now.
It's not.
Now, wait. There's a pill that a guy can take, theoretically, that would say, hey, look, now you don't have to use protection anymore.
Right.
I mean,
No.
Bro. We're not
that
saying that.
Protect
we're not
you
saying
from
that.
STDs or anything
not
like
STDs.
That.
Okay, let's not get crazy here. I'm just
trying
to make a point. Okay,
I'm just saying, though, like, you
be
know.
Be careful what you speak out, you know,
well,
Cap, because then people are just going to get that part. Just saying.
Well,
just saying.
Look, here's the thing. I got to tell you guys that me, in my mind, I'd be like, I'm not taking that.
Of course.
What?
Yeah, you're one of the people that's part of the problem.
No. Now, hold on a second. Let me balance this. Let
no,
me balance
she's
it.
Right. Why are you?
She
what
like,
what
who are you to say, oh, I'm not
that?
Doing it. You have to do it.
Well, no. That's not what I said. I said I am not taking it. Now, I'm the guy who had a vasectomy. So I went the whole way, man. I went the entire way.
Okay.
I didn't need to take a pill.
Right.
I was like, doc.
But wouldn't you have rather just taken a pill than have to go have a surgery done?
Great question. And I've been thinking about that since Laura said this. And my answer is no.
Really?
Yeah. I think I'd rather do it the way I did it. I think I'd rather have the doctor tie my tubes, because I don't have a better phrase to use.
Yeah.
Snip you.
Yes. Thank you. I would have rather I got snipped. And if you gave me the choice of get snipped or take a birth control pill as a guy, I'd rather get snipped.
Oh, I bet you most people, as like 95% of the people have called in to disagree with me about this Will Smith thing, I believe the other way, it would be the other way around.
What if you say you were younger and you do plan on having kids someday?
Right.
Probably more who this is geared towards, because I feel like people who permanently don't want to have kids, like, that's already an option
fair.
In their head.
But fair point, Lindsay.
The guys is reversible, though. That with women, you can't. I mean, it's a process, but with guys, I heard it's easy to reverse.
Oh, whoa, not easy. I've got a couple of friends that decided to go in and get their vasectomy reversed because they got married to younger women who wanted to have kids. It was not what you would call easy.
Really? I heard
very,
it was. Okay.
Very,
I'm not a guy, though.
I mean,
I'm not a guy.
But the percentages, to Laura's point, are much higher. On
very painful. Also, very swollen.
Well, isn't the initial procedure that way, too?
It wasn't so bad when
it's why they always joke they, you know, more men do it during the NCAA tournament than any other time.
So you can sit around with a bag of peas on your, you know, thing.
Or ice.
But I feel like in some weird way, I feel like I wouldn't want to take a pill and then go off the pill. Hey, I'm ready. Let's do this. I'm off the pill. Let's go. I don't know. There's something weird about it for me that my mind is telling me.
Because, you know, women haven't been doing that forever.
Well, that's probably why it is so weird.
Just like, what?
Yeah, I know, but that's just, I'm just telling you where I'm coming from. I'm just being real.
Just basically straight up said, well, you're part of the problem.
Well, I mean, you're just saying like, oh, well, I don't want to do that because it's just too weird for me. Well, like, what if you met a woman who was like, I don't want to take a birth control pill because it's just too weird for me?
Yeah.
Then what are you going to do?
Yeah, Cap.
Well, then I would say, let's come up with another option. I would respect
that. And
that
option would
be
what, a diaphragm at that point? You'd be like Jerry West in Winning Time?
Or that, or there's got to be other forms of contraception. Like
there's plenty of them. Obviously.
There's a lot. Yeah.
How about like let's just be friends and high five each other? How about that?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Let's wait till marriage.
Yeah. Sure. There's no problem with that. I have no problem with abstinence.
Abstinence. Have you not heard of abstinence, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
Yes.
You probably just heard of it now because you were wondering what you were. I feel like you were searching for the word and it didn't come to your mind. So you said, let's wait till marriage.
Take it from the guy who had a vasectomy. All right.
Celibacy, least, people.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Celibacy. That's the
That is the best contraception. There is that.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. That is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. All right, let's go to the phones. We have a lot of people. Feel free to weigh in on Cap's male pill thing.
Yeah, I would be curious to hear what guys think. Like, here's the question, George.
Here are your options, vasectomy or that. And yeah, I'd much rather have the pill, for sure.
So you would take the pill?
What? 100 times over, dude. 100 out of 100 times.
Yeah, me, I'm 1 out of 100 times.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Steven in Costa Mesa. Steven, what's up?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm with Cap on the whole Chris Rock and Will Smith thing. Look, you know, I can understand if Will Smith was like in his 20s, even his 30s, doing something like this, but he's like 50-something years old. You know, at 50 years old, you should be able to have some type of control that says that you don't do that type of thing.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying that people snap, and I get it.
Yeah, but at 50 years old, I'm 56 myself, and I'm a big guy. I'm 6'5". I weigh 290 pounds, and I can slap a lot of people if I wanted to.
Yeah,
but I'm 56 years old. I can't go around doing that type of thing. I mean, he's 53. You can't. You know, there has to become a time in your life when you're a grown man and you say, "Hey, I can't do this type of thing."
But okay, so let me do this. Let me do this real quick. Okay, you're right. Okay, I'm going to start with the front end that you're right, okay? So let's just start with we agree on that. You're right, okay? And it's why I've said that people snap. So, Steven, he has been 53, but he hasn't lived the life you've lived or I've lived, right? Like, he has lived a life of constantly
luxury,
in the public.
Wealth.
Oh, yeah, okay. Fame. See, easily that's where you default, 100%. And that's where most people default. It's, to me, the biggest divide between athletes, celebrities, and regular people is that everyone defaults to money and wealth and celebrity. Like, all those things doesn't mean that you can't have problems.
You can have problems.
Oh, no, wait. I know you know you can have problems, but clearly immediately the way you default, Cap, it's kind of like when we talked about the thing the other day when you were upset at LeBron or someone, and immediately you said, I showed up in a romper. Why didn't LeBron play? Like, it's because of you. It's always you. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what I would say to you is this. He hasn't been a grown-ass man for a long time because he has been catered to. He has not lived a normal life. So he probably hasn't had to stand up for himself outside of maybe his youth at a very young age. And, I'm assuming that because he has been in the spotlight since he was a teenager. So I don't think he's lived a regular life. So you at 56, I totally understand why you would understand having that restraint. He probably understands the concept, but hasn't had the same life, so it's a little different in the way that, okay, this would make him snap.
Are you saying, though, that because he's lived this life of wealth and fame and adoration wherever he goes and probably security teams around him, that he thought in his 53-year-old mind, I'm allowed to walk on stage
No, that's not what I'm saying. Why are you saying that?
I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
I'm just telling you. Steven says, I know at 56 I can't go and slap a man.
Right.
And what I'm saying to you is this, is that we have not lived the same life as that dude, and he has not lived the same life as us. And because of that, the experiences are different. And because the experiences are different, the reactions will be different. And by the way, the harnessing of those reactions and thoughts and the processing of it is completely different.
See, I would argue that because of the life that he's lived, the likelihood of him putting hands on somebody is lesser than me, you, or Steven the caller just now, because we have had to deal with real life problems. Now, look, you can be a celebrity and you can be wealthy and you can have the same real life problems that the rest of us have, because frankly, we're all people and we all put our pants on the same way. But there's no justification for what Will Smith did last night.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. We've agreed on that already.
No, I mean, you called him a hero earlier.
That's tongue in cheek, bro. Hero in the sense of he saved his wife. You know, ha ha. Let's move on.
Weak.
I mean, clearly you think so. Steven, did you have anything else to add? I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, two things. First of all, you're right. Maybe he hasn't lived the same life, but he has more to lose than I do.
Yep.
By going on stage and slapping somebody.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And number two, the second thing is I've seen a lot of videos online of Will Smith that he's on this whole little spiritual kick and everything like that. And he kind of totally went against that by going on stage and slapping somebody.
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. But what I'm saying is that the dude clearly snapped. Steven, did you play football at 6'5", 290 or no?
Yeah, I played a little bit of everything, football, baseball, basketball.
Sweet. All right, man. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Later, dude.
Later, dude. Are you still upset at LeBron for not playing because you were in your romper?
Yeah, I'm upset at LeBron for not playing because let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did LeBron not playing last Wednesday when I showed up in a romper and you were calling play-by-play on national radio and right. Cooper Kupp was sitting courtside?
Yeah.
When all of those things happened, LeBron was resting himself because the game against New Orleans yesterday was so important. It was such a must-win situation.
Right.
Well, he sat out against Philadelphia. What if they would have won against Philadelphia? That would have been a really big win for those guys.
But they weren't beating Philadelphia.
And they only lost by 5.
I mean, yes, but that's also because Philly, I mean, if you watch the game, I mean,
they let their guard down?
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
if LeBron plays in that game, everybody's focus is different.
Maybe they win.
Maybe, but chances are they don't.
But they didn't.
But LeBron wasn't the reason they lost yesterday, even on one leg.
He's right.
He almost went for 40.
Yeah, I'm not blaming LeBron. I'm not blaming him for that loss yesterday at all.
But you're blaming him because you dressed up in a romper and he wasn't available.
Yeah, which, by the way, this romper, I've gotten a lot of compliments on this romper. A lot. And, in fact,
by a lot, how many are we talking about?
I'm talking about like millions. I mean, not that many. I mean, a couple million. Yeah. But I'm going to wear it again this weekend.
Okay.
This upcoming weekend. I'm going to rock it.
Where?
I had some friends that invited me out on their vessel. And
what kind of vessel are we talking about here?
It's a boat.
Yes, thank you, Cap. I understand a vessel is a boat, but what kind of boat? Is it a yacht? Is it a sailboat? Is it a, I don't know, you tell me. Is it a little fishing boat?
Well, you know me. What do you think? What kind of boat do you think that I would be on wearing a romper?
It's probably a yacht or something.
Yeah,
one of your friends who's friends with Canelo or something
come on. Maybe it is Canelo.
It's not Canelo.
It might be. Maybe me and Canelo are both wearing rompers together on a boat.
He is not wearing a romper. Lindsay, you did really good. You did really, really good on the romper.
Yeah,
good
Liz.
Job.
Well, Cap eventually picked out one of the three on his own.
Yeah.
But you
the
got
help
them.
Of his daughter. Oh, yeah, Cap's incapable. He was like, I was like, just order one. And he's like, I can't. I just need you to do it for me, and then I'll Venmo you the money. Like,
guys,
he just could not do it himself.
Yeah, and
no,
I need to Venmo you the money on that, too, by the way.
You haven't.
Bro, you haven't Venmoed her the money? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, I will. I mean, you can either Venmo request me, or I can just.
Yeah,
you can just tell
I'll
me how
do
much
that.
I owe you.
I'll look at it.
Yeah, you just tell me how much I owe you. I'm happy to do it. Happy to send it to you. That was very sweet.
Zelle?
How much do I owe you? How much was a romper?
Cap, do you have Zelle, too?
I think it was like $40, something like that.
I do have Zelle. I do. I can Zelle you. I can even Cash App you if you want.
PayPal?
Big
PayPal,
fan of Cash
I'm not going PayPal.
Big fan of Cash App.
Why not PayPal?
I don't use PayPal.
What do you have against it?
I don't have... Listen, PayPal is not like Will Smith to me. I mean, I'm not canceling PayPal. I just don't use PayPal.
If Will Smith calls this show, you're not talking to him, only me. Me and Lindsay and Laura, we're all going to talk to him. Lindsay and Laura can chastise him. You can't.
Okay. Listen, you know what, George? If Will Smith calls today, you got yourself a deal. But I would say this to Will before he calls.
Yeah.
You should probably want me to talk to you, just so you know.
Why is that?
I straighten him out.
Well, what Lindsay and Laura can do that.
Well, listen, ladies, you guys know my feelings. Please at least give me some representation when Will Smith calls.
All right. We're going to be back in 4 minutes. I know there are people who have been holding on for an hour. I swear to God, we're trying to get through these as quickly as possible. All right. We're going to just straight talk Smith and Rock next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a dancer.
I love this song.
Rock, You ever see this movie?
Yeah, of course.
I don't think I've seen this movie in probably 40 years.
I mean, yeah, I saw it when I was a kid.
Yeah. But it was a really good movie, as I recall, from 40 years ago. I think Will Smith was in this movie. But if you make a joke about it, he might smack you, of course.
Yeah. So, Cap, real quick.
Yes, sir.
We need to make a show decision here.
Okay, let's do
so
it.
So there's a gentleman who I follow on social media named Blake Harris, right, from True Blue LA, which is like a Dodgers blog.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently just tweeted out that he was laid off from True Blue LA.
Oh, that sucks.
And got informed via Zoom, which is kind of whack.
Yeah, I mean, it's the world we live in.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it's better than a text, right? But nonetheless, I think his work is really good. I always read his work. So I'm going to write him and say he should join us every week to talk Dodgers. What do you think?
Well, listen, I love that idea, and I'll double down on it. I'll say this. You know, when you get laid off from one company, but you're really, really good at what you do, there are other companies that would probably love your talents. And I just told him on Twitter, I'm like, dude, let's get you over to DodgerBlue.com. That's the website that I use when I'm researching Dodgers and looking for stories. Part of the Lakers Nation, Dodger Blue crew of websites. I love that site, so maybe you should go over there.
Yeah, so maybe we'll try to make that happen. But nonetheless, he can come on here and talk about Dodgers with us every week. We'll just kind of figure out a time.
I'm in.
There you go. Help a dude while he's down.
Help lift him back up.
Yeah, exactly. Don't hate.
Celebrate.
There you go!
You know it. You know it.
So stupid.
It's true. Don't hate, Will Smith. Don't hate. God, did I just really read an apology from Chris Rock also?
Yeah.
What's he
Everybody's
sorry
apologist.
For? He didn't do anything.
He didn't do nothing wrong.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Chris Rock. Oh, you know, comedy's What'd he say? About this, and it's What'd not about that. You're not about making fun of people. It's about, you know, real life experiences. I hope we can all grow from this. My friends, Will and Jada. Like, really? Your friend just walked on stage and smacked you in front of everybody? That's not my friend anymore.
I mean, if I slap you at the Mandy's or Sliwa slaps you at the Mandy's, it's over?
Depends on my reaction.
Okay.
Depends. See, if Chris Rock last night would have thrown a punch at Will Smith, we're friends. But the fact that he just stood there and took it, not friends.
Mm.
I don't think.
Mm. Okay.
I'm Amadeus.
Slee, all those years that you have, that pent-up anger you have from working with Kaplan from all those days back in the days in San Diego, there's your moment, okay? No one would – I would take up for you.
You ever watch one of those – and I don't know if they're ever on TV or not, but they're definitely on social media where people have, like, slapping contests? They're kind of
oh,
like –
Oh, yeah, I've seen it on TV all the time.
Yeah, they sort of look like arm wrestling competitions.
Yeah. Huge dudes. Yeah.
Right. Just big old monster dudes, and they kind of swing their body. One.
Yeah.
Two. And then they just smack you as hard as they can.
Wow! Right with the palm, the heel of the palm. Yeah.
Right. And sometimes dudes go to sleep, like, on the spot.
Yeah.
And other times, guys just take it, and they're like, oh, yeah, you smacked me. You got me.
Give me another. Give me.
Right. Right. That's what Will Smith and Chris Rock should do to bury the hatchet, is they should have a smack off.
Yeah. No, that's smack off. You can't use that. That one's copyrighted.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Copyrighted. You get sued for that one. Yeah. Adam in L.A. has been holding on for a really long time, and I know Thomas as well, and Chris. We're going to try to sneak in all three here because they've been, like, on for over an hour on hold. My apologies, Adam. Thank you for holding.
It's all good, brother. So my opinion, honestly, is I think you're being a little you're being ethical. You know, you're being stubborn. Because at the end of the day, if we're going to apply the same laws to everybody, then let's do that. So let's say that I'm at a bar and somebody gets out of hand and says something to my girl that I don't like. If I put hands on them first, I'm going to be good with my girl and I'm going to be good morally with what I believe in. But when it comes to the law, they're going to look at me like I'm the aggressor and I couldn't you know, like take the words. And so this is a bad look for Will Smith, for sure, 100%. It's a bad look for him. Because at the end of the day, there's a right and a wrong.
Yeah, no, and by the way, I'm not, you could say I'm being stubborn. I'm just saying, like, literally, I'm just saying I understand it. I'm not saying it's that what he did was right. I'm agreeing with you. We're in agreement here. It's like I told Cap, I said, thanks, Captain Obvious. We're agreeing there. What I'm telling you is I get it. I get it.
Listen,
that he cracked.
Okay, I 100% get it too. Okay, right. Like I get it. But once again, at the end of the day, if you have a child, let's say you got two kids and you understand the reason for the other one, but either way, you got to break it down and you got to teach right and wrong, right? And so,
sure.
So I understand where you're coming from.
No
believe
doubt.
Me, I mean, I'm from Ball Heights. I grew up in the streets as well. And so here's my thing. Here's the last thing I will say. I don't know who comes up looking worse, because I'll say this. Will Smith looks really bad, but – and then also Chris Rock – he handled himself as he should, but then you ask another man, and then they'll say, you know what? He's a little, you know what? Because he just took it. He didn't do nothing. And so I get it, but we have to remember what we do for a living and who we are. They are public figures, so you know there's going to be a lot more limelight on that. And so I think a lot of times the people that you know got a lot of money and they're in the spotlight, they always say that you want. Basically, this is what they say. This is what I hear from a lot of them. Oh, I'm just a normal person. You know, I eat the same thing you do, blah, 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 right? They, like a lot of people with money and fame, that's what they say. Okay, so if you're a normal person, then you should have been, at least the cops talked to you. So, yeah, I mean, that does not make no
sense.
Well,
the cops were called. The cops were called. I did read that this morning, and
really?
Thank you for the call, brother. Appreciate it.
Well, I would have been in L.A. County Jail. I'll tell you that much.
Right. No doubt. You and I both, by the way. Like, I get that. But what the cops were called, and Chris said that he was not willing to file charges and that maybe he would revisit it at a later date. By the way, the Chris Rock apology is fake.
I love it.
Sorry, Cap. It's
no, it's okay. Yeah. I just read it on Twitter. It's not my apology. I'm just like, hey, did I just. Right. I even said, did I just read it? Because I'm not sure it was. Because it
did
doesn't
I?
Sound like Chris Rock.
No. I was like, what? Crazy.
Yeah, let's go to Thomas in Gardena. Hello, Thomas.
Hey, how you doing? This is Will Smith.
Cap was going to be like,
going.
No!
You should have kept going, dude. I would have been like, hey, I'm backing out of this.
Yeah, right. You would have been like, no, Will, please talk to me.
Seriously. When I look at Sedano, George, man, I love you, but I think you're wrong. The reason I say that, this is like, another black dude walked up on stage in front of the whole world and smacked another black dude in the face. Yep.
Well, that part, I'm with you. Two successful minority men doing that is an absolute terrible look. I'm with you on that.
Let me just jump in on that for a quick second because I didn't mention it yet
earlier.
But I wanted to mention. Listen, hold on a second. You have a black man who is the producer of the Academy Awards. You have one black man who's one of the most famous comedians in the world and another who's one of the most famous actors in the world who portrayed another black man who had to, you know, tear down barriers to get his two girls to be where they were. This was a terrible in the world of Black Lives Matters and in the world of post George Floyd. This is another layer to the story that really, really had me upset.
No, that we're in 100% agreement on for sure.
And I understand what you were saying, like, you know, obviously I come from the same neighborhoods or what places you came from. You know what I'm saying? But you can't do that, man. You can't do that. You can't
agreed.
Do that.
Agreed. All I'm saying is this. All I'm saying is this. All right? Thomas, I don't condone it, but I get it.
I don't get it. I don't get it because I'm 44 years old now and I've been through places. I've done things as well, but I don't get it. I don't get it, especially in the day and age we are today, man. I don't get it. And then you're like, you got mad because your wife got mad. You laughed at it, bro. Everybody saw it.
Yeah, but I do know people that laugh at stuff and then just like snap. Like I've seen that before.
I'm telling you for right now, if I don't like something, you're going to know from jump. I'm not going
right.
to ask
not, that's that. You, but I know. Listen, I'll tell you a funny story. So I had, growing up, one of my neighbors, right? He was a kid who was like the class clown, right? And his dad used to like when he would act like he was laughing at what the class clown was doing, and then the belt would come out and be like, "Oh man, you bet we're gonna run. You're on your own." You know what I'm saying? So like I've seen people do that. You know what I mean? Like laugh like and boom, it's all over. You know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just thought I had to say that because ain't nobody talking about that part of it. You know what I mean?
Sure. No, that's a fair point, Thomas. Thank you. Appreciate you. All right, let me sneak in Chris in L.A., who's also been holding for an hour. Chris, thank you for holding.
Sedano, I'm with you, and here's why I'm with you. First and foremost, all these people that just start calling, talking about they from the neighborhood, and that's not stuff that should go on. I don't agree with what Will did, but I do understand. Chris, for him to slap Chris, there's something else more to that.
There is. There is. Well, Lindsay actually just posted – Lindsay, real quick, don't go anywhere. Lindsay, okay. You posted a story about kind of the history of, like, them, right?
Well, I actually sent it to you to say that people saying that there is a history with them is kind of – weird because there was literally one joke that Chris Rock told like 8 years
ago.
Page
Six, I read a story yesterday on the plane, Page Six, talking about like a couple of incidents.
Oh, I read that there was only one other time that there it was one Oscars, I think it was 8 years ago, where Will Smith or Chris Rock made a joke about Will Smith being in Wild Wild West, which was a bad movie, and then also him making a joke about Jada that year boycotting because
there was a joke about how Chris Rock was saying that it's a shame that Will Smith wasn't nominated for his performance in Concussion, but it's also a shame that he was paid $20 million for Wild Wild West. And by the way, the joke was met with laughter. He had another joke about Jada boycotting the Academy Awards a few years ago because it was not.
Doesn't she work in TV? Right.
Well, it was like not being inclusive. And he had a joke about how she really wasn't invited, essentially.
Right.
And he compared it to something he wasn't invited to, which was graphic and really funny. But, you know, if I say it on the air, it's probably not very smart. But nonetheless.
Go ahead. Finish your commentary.
And so for people to say that, oh, he shouldn't have snapped. At some point in life, we all have a snapping moment. Everybody
right.
does. Because if you don't, you're not human. Does that make it right? No, it doesn't make it right. But let's just push back a little bit, like just making it into something extra crazy. And I just say that, just take it easy with how we want to bash Will, because at the same time, his wife has an underlying condition that some of us knew, some of us didn't. But I'm pretty sure Chris Rock knew because they're in that same circle, that in that same bubble. So for you to pop that shot in that environment, it's like, dude, sometimes you got to read the room. And at that moment, he didn't read the room. And sad to say, he got hit. Now, if I was Chris on the other side of it, and Will came up there and smacked me, Will wouldn't have made it back to the seat. I'd have been on his seat. So, you know, there is some give and take to both sides of it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking, if I were Chris Rock, would I have swung on him right there? Or as he turns around and he walks back towards the stage, do I, like, run and tackle him from behind? Do I push him off the stage? Like, there's got to be something that I have to do. My manhood is being, you know, I'm being humiliated on national television. I got to do something because even if I'm going to get beat up, they're going to break it up before anybody gets hurt.
And by the way, Diddy apparently confirmed to Vanity Fair that everything got settled after the Oscars.
I saw a post from somebody today, and they hashtagged unpopular opinion, and here's what they said. Will Smith slapping Chris Rock was misdirected anger and frustration behind becoming a joke, a meme, and the poster boy for emasculation by no fault of his own. Chris took that slap for everyone on social media who Will can't hit. Chris also took the slap because Will hasn't properly and effectively dealt with his anger and his frustration with his wife. And that, to me, I was like, that's a damn good post right there. That one sounded pretty good. I thought that one was right on.
I'm just glad. I think it's crazy that Diddy all of a sudden became the Woj of this story, which is kind of crazy. So Diddy confirming stuff. All right, real quick, Radio Tinder, play the Hill Street Blues music.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
There you go, Linz.
All right. Taking it away. So the NFL reportedly is considering a paid streaming service, according to Daniel Kaplan of The Athletic. On Sunday, the possibility of NFL Plus was presented to teams at the league meetings. It would include games, radio, podcasts, and team content. The development comes at a time when the NFL is selling mobile rights, the Sunday Ticket package, and a piece of NFL media. So do you guys think that the NFL creating their own paid streaming service would work? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I'd say I'm going to swipe right and say, yeah, it will work. I remember when the NFL Network came online and a friend of mine said, well, you know, eventually they're going to put NFL games there. And I'm like, no, they're not. Why would they put NFL games on the NFL Network when they've got multi-billion dollar deals with CBS and Fox and ESPN? And then lo and behold, of course, it happened. They put those games on the NFL Network. And George, I don't know about you, but I buy the NFL Sunday Ticket package that's on their app, on the mobile app, so I can see every game or hear every game. If the NFL told me that I had to watch NFL football and pay them to do so, I would. I am.
I think this is interesting only because I'll swipe right, but with a caveat. I do think that there will be plenty of people that will do it, but it also depends on what exactly is on there. Right now it just says games, radio, podcasts, and team content. I don't know. I'm on Sirius, and I can get all those things on my Sirius app or my car. So what are they going to give me there that's different than what I can get there?
Might they end their deal with the likes of a Sirius, as an example,
and take all that stuff in-house?
Right.
Okay. Then if that's the case, then yes. But if you could still get it other places, I don't see why that is going to be a huge – I think it's smart to do it, but I don't think it's like going to be something that – unless you're giving some sort of proprietary content, I don't see a reason for me specifically to do it. But I'm sure plenty of people will do it.
So are they basically just trying to do the same thing that like – MLB, ML BAM, that's what they call it, MLB.
Yeah, BAM Tech. Yeah.
Yeah, that is the same thing where like the MLB app, you could watch games, you could listen to podcasts, you could read the article, you could do everything in the MLB app. And it sounds like they're trying to do that and make everything inclusive within that, because I feel like the other sports kind of do that already.
I mean, you're going to be able to watch games? Like, I don't understand. For only $5, if that's the case, then why would people get Sunday Ticket? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Something.
Well, it does say it includes games, and it doesn't say anything about a cost. So it sounds like.
Oh, no, I saw a $5 cost attached to it.
Right, but it sounds like it'll be similar to MLB where you have different tiers. Like, you know, with MLB, that the At-Bat app, you can get the free version. They've got, like, a $5 version. Then they have, like, the $100 version where you can watch all the games.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe something like that.
I don't know. I'd like to see what it is before I decide like myself, but there will be people for sure that'll do it.
Okay, next one. So Elon Musk said that he's giving serious thought to building a new social media platform.
I saw this.
In a tweet on Saturday. He made the remark after claiming that Twitter doesn't allow for free speech. He wrote, quote, "Given that Twitter serves as the de facto public town square, failing to adhere to free speech principles fundamentally undermines democracy. What should be done?" Like, who talks like that, first of all? Anyway, he questioned if Twitter rigorously adheres to this principle. Does Elon Musk have a point? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
I mean, I guess I'll swipe right just in the sense of, yeah, there's stuff that's being taken off Twitter for reasons because of misinformation and things of that nature. If that's what you're seeking, then Elon, if that's what you want the town square to be polluted completely. I get it. I'm not opposing it, but what I'm saying is, if that's what you want and you make the decision whether it's misinformation or not, feel free. Someone will do it. I know plenty have tried and it's not worked out, but eventually someone will do it right and it'll work out. But, you know, he has all the money in the world. Why doesn't he do it?
Well, I think that's his threat here. I'm going to swipe right also. Here's the thing. If you like Twitter, and I do, I really love Twitter. I think it's a great service. And what I love about
yesterday was the perfect example of it.
Well, yeah, because you know why, George? Because it's not just about, hey, get on there and see what people are saying or get on there and see what people are contacting you. I mean, you can really find news faster, I believe, on Twitter than on anything else. It's where I go. But the truth of the matter is that Twitter does have a set of rules. And if you violate their rules, not the United States' rules, Twitter's rules, if you violate their rules, they'll take down your post. And so, yes, it is a de facto town hall type forum application.
Yeah.
But they do have a set of rules. And they can find things on there that they can take down because it violates the rules. But if you really talk to them, they go, oh, sorry. Hey, our bad. We didn't realize it. It just was an algorithm that took it down. So I do think you're right. I think there will be more social media platforms in the future that are more open to free speech. But the opening up to free speech creates the opportunity for hate speech. And that there moderation is the issue. So I could keep going forever about this.
I 100% agree on that. Like that becomes the issue. You get misinformation, you get hate speech. I mean, there are places on the internet you can find that stuff. You know, have at it. If you've watched like the QAnon documentary on HBO, they talk about those places all the time, about those places like in the dark nether regions of the internet, basically, where you can find all that crazy
nether
stuff.
Regions.
Yes. But, you know, whatever. Feel free. Someone will try it. The millions have tried. Someone will eventually make it work, and it will become more mainstream. It's not. But, again, it's kind of what you and I talked about the other day, Cab, and we'll move on here very, very quickly. You know, if I don't like something, I just don't frequent it. You know what I mean? Like, that's just kind of my position. But, all right, Linz, one more.
All right. So viewers were left disappointed after the Academy Awards last night omitted the late Bob Saget from the In Memoriam segment.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they left him out. Saget was not included in the traditional tribute during the awards ceremony nearly.
Because he's not a movie person?
Well, while many fans were upset about it, some pointed out that he's remembered more for his TV career than for film. However, Betty White is in the same boat, and she was in the In Memoriam.
Yeah.
Memorial.
Was Saget in a lot of movies? I don't recall seeing him in any. That's why. Oh, I mean, I've seen him on a ton of television shows.
I'm not sure if he was in a ton of. I mean, I know he's had like small parts in movies, but a lot of people were like, "Well, Betty White hasn't been in a lot of movies. She was known as a TV person, but she was in it." So anyway, do you guys have an issue with the Academy not including Bob Saget in the In Memoriam segment? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I'm gonna swipe left and say I do not have a problem with them not putting Bob Saget in there. I was a Bob Saget fan, but I definitely think of him as a television actor. I couldn't tell you one movie that I could think of that he was in. And I think that they differentiate between these are people in the film industry versus these are people in the television industry. And if there's crossover, then it's different. But I don't have a huge problem with it is what I'm saying.
I think that I will swipe right. I will say, yeah, he probably should have been involved if Betty White hasn't been in a ton of movies and neither is Bob Saget, you know? I mean, I think it would have been easy to just kind of bring him in.
Right, it would have been a classy move.
Especially since he, like, just passed away, you know?
Yeah. All right, that is Radio Tinder each and every day at 5:30-ish. And
ish.
Christopher, no, I wasn't paying attention because Laura and I were trying to figure out the break situation. So, thanks. So there, I responded to your little barb here. All right, coming up next, we have good news and bad news. We'll tell you both in just a moment. Stick around. We're back in 4 minutes.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Love me a Lady Gaga song. Dude, by the way, I feel bad that I strayed Kirsten Dunst earlier when Lindsay brought her up. I used to like Kirsten Dunst in a lot of roles. I haven't seen her in anything very recently. Maybe that's my fault. But I do love Lady Gaga. You were going to say something, Cap.
Did Chris just say it was National Respect Your Cat Day?
Yeah, respect the cat, man.
All right, so we've all discussed that we're all animal lovers here, and everybody seems to be a dog person. Any kitty cat people here?
Not
yes.
A huge cat person.
I love
you?
Cats. I love cats and dogs. I love every animal.
Well, I'm fine with. I love every animal too. I would prefer. I mean, cats. They're just not lovey.
They're not for me.
I disagree. I had three cats. My one cat just recently died, so I currently do not have another cat. But
sorry about your loss.
Thanks. Mason made fun of it on the air.
Oh,
so that
that's
was
so
the,
bad.
Yeah.
Why?
So this was, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago or so. It was right before I started working with you guys. And I posted a picture of my cat on my Instagram page, and I was like, oh, I'm so sad because I had to put my cat down.
Right.
And she was 18 or 19. And Mason was like, oh, you post really dumb things on your Instagram, like your stupid cat. And it was literally, I had just posted because my cat died. And he totally said, oh, you post things like your stupid cat. And then everybody like was like, I can laugh about it now because I'm not as sad about my cat as I was the day she died, obviously.
But people
were like calling in and texting and tweeting like, oh, my God, what a jerk. I can't believe he said that. And he felt bad.
Did you contemplate possibly smacking him?
No.
Right across the face?
No. I was just like, you know, you said it. You stepped in it. That's your loss. You're bad.
Wow, National Respect Your Cat Day. I've probably had in my life.
Yeah, Mason, respect the cat, bro.
Yeah, put some respect on her cat. I've probably
rest
had.
Rest in peace, buddy, by the way.
Right.
Buddy.
I bet you I've probably had 6, 7, 8, 9 cats throughout my lifetime. I mean,
really?
A bunch. Yeah. And, but I got very soured on cats when I was in college.
Okay.
And my roommate had a cat. Mm. And this cat didn't like me, and I didn't like this cat.
Well, most cats don't like people, I feel like.
Well, this cat...
They don't.
You know
well, they're
cat?
Smart because, you know what? I don't like most people. So that's all I'm going to say.
But this cat, the way hey, this I'm cat right. would get back at me because the cat didn't like me is the cat would pee in my bed.
Oh, no.
Now,
gross,
wait, man. You know that cats actually do that because they love you?
Okay, I didn't know that.
First of all, they either have a medical problem or... They do that because there's like a scent or a smell that they're trying to, it's safe for them. That's why they do it.
50-50, Cap. It either has a medical problem or that cat really loved you.
Yep.
You thought
I don't remember the cat having many medical problems. Maybe
well,
that
you
cat
never
loved
took
me.
Him to the
well, yeah,
vet,
I was gonna say, if your cat pees anywhere than the litter box, you need to take it to the vet because it's not normal.
Well, so let me tell you what happened. But the thing about cats peeing in places other than a litter box is cat urine. For those of you that don't know, I'm an expert in this.
It's extra gross. Yes.
Is the smelliest, most disgusting, like, urine of any animal that you would have in your house, as far as I know.
It's unremovable. And
Hashtag smelly cat.
Yeah. So I've had cats. I've only had one time in all my three cats in all their lives, only one time ever did my cat pee outside the litter box. And it was right next to it because she had a urinary tract infection. I had to take an X-Acto knife and cut that square of the carpet out because I spent so much money, hundreds of dollars, just trying to clean the smell out of that one spot that
it.
I eventually just cut the piece of carpet and the padding out because it smelled so bad. You cannot get rid of that smell.
Right.
Can't get rid of it. And then my ex-wife, when we first got together, she had three cats. And I remember the first time I was like, I don't really like your cats, man. I'm not into cats. And that almost stopped things. It would have been, as I look back on it now, that probably would have been a good thing if she would have been like, hey, you don't like my cats. You can't be with me. That would have saved me a lot of headaches and a lot of money. But one of her cats also peed on a couch and then it would seep down in between the cushion and then it would get onto like the sofa bed part of the couch. I had to throw away a couch because the cat pee smells so bad. So. Look, if a cat is in somebody's house and it walks up to me and it rubs its head on my leg and wants to be loved, I'll love that cat. I just don't want all the hair all over me. But I'm out on cats. I mean, I will not be a cat owner. My daughter's asked me 100 times, Dad, can we get a cat? No, no cats.
Again, for the record, I don't know what kind of like cat owners you are, but like if your cat ever pees outside the litter box, that is a serious problem. Because I only had that issue one time and it was because she was sick. So just saying.
Okay, well,
it's not a normal thing. Like cats shouldn't be peeing on your couch and your bed and all over the place. Like that's nasty.
Yeah.
These cats love me.
Apparently.
Sure. I didn't know it. I thought they hated me.
The felines love you, Cap.
I guess so. I didn't know that. But man, oh man.
They hated you. Look at that. Lindsay flipped your entire narrative on that friend of yours, cat. So.
But it still doesn't change the fact that even on National Respect Your Cat Day, I'm not getting any cats. No cats.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, you don't have to get them. Just respect them, you know?
I'm going
to
respect
them.
It's not about National Buy a Cat Day or whatever, or Adopt a Cat Day. It's just respect them. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to put some respect. Like you said, Linz, I'm going to put some respect on that kitty cat's name.
Yeah. All right, who's on hold the longest? Because I feel bad. Like, we've been trying to, like, talk to people about the slap heard around the world. But Rafi and Tarzana. Hello, Rafi.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say that I am with Cap on this one. Will Smith went crazy, and I probably will never watch another Will Smith movie again.
No way. And, really?
Yep, me too. I'm boycotting.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
And for Chris Rock to be in the game this long and to get under somebody's skin like that, he is still relevant, and I'd love that guy forever
well,
now.
Well, of course he's relevant. He's hosted the Oscars, for God's sake.
Yeah. And one other thing, Will Smith has slapped somebody before in public. There was an incident back in, I think it was like in France, like 5 or 6 years ago, maybe 7, and somebody squirted water on him. And he slapped him. Now, I can kind of understand that one, you know, knee jerk reaction. But when you're a super big A-list celebrity like Will Smith,
yeah,
you gotta be able to take you gotta be able to take punches and you know.
Okay, well, I mean, like, but at least you agree punches. That somebody throws liquid on you that it's go time there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
like. Yeah. Okay. Well, you're not completely unreasonable then. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because I've right. stated thank you, Rafi. Like I remember during I was on the air, okay, on a national radio on Fox Sports Radio as a youngster in my 20s.
What happened?
And the night of the Malice in the Palace.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I remember saying to people and people freaking out when I said that too. I'm like, yo. Don't be throwing liquid at people. You don't know what that liquid is. Like, again, it wasn't condoning Ron Artest and Steven Jackson and everyone going up into the stands, but it's like, yo, don't throw liquid at anybody. Like, nobody knows what you're throwing at them. Like, that's crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that one, because, you know, there's been the documentary since, but, you know, when you walk down on the floor and you put your hands up like you want a piece –
Oh, the guy with Jermaine O'Neal, I remember that. Yeah, that was crazy too.
Yeah, but this was just a verbal barb. And by the way, you know, these guys, I know because it's been covered all day, they go way, way back. Chris Rock once made an appearance on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Chris Rock and Jada Pinkett worked together on some animated film. I don't remember which one it was. But these guys
have a
relationship.
Well, but the animated film doesn't mean you're actually working together.
No, but yeah, they may not have been in the same room necessarily.
Right, because I was to say that you go in the studio, you knock your part out, and that's pretty
but,
much
but
it.
They had a project that they were both a part of. Let's call it that. They have a relationship. They know each other. They have to know that Chris Rock is a comedian who's just trying to get laughs, and they're superstar celebrities sitting in the front row, and therefore they're, I'm going to put this in quotes, they're targets of a comedian.
I don't know. I just think that a person can clearly snap, and that's what we saw yesterday.
What was the name of that movie where the guy snaps and he starts walking through the streets just shooting people up? You know what I mean? Michael Douglas is the actor. Anybody with me so far? And he loses his mind. I think he gets fired from a job or something. He loses his mind, and the next thing you know, he's on like a rampage.
Is it Falling Down?
Falling Down. Could that be it? Perhaps. But that's snapping, you know? Like, something crazy happened in my life.
No, Cap, I mean, that's definitely snapping. There's no question. But You can also snap and not have to go that far.
I understand, but come on. It's a guy you know.
You can snap and slap.
Stage. Snap and slap is good. Yeah, that's what happened. It was a snap and slap is what happened.
Exactly. Yes. Jay in L.A. Jay, how are you? Oh, no. Jay, quickly. Go ahead. Sorry, because I'm way up against the break. But go ahead, Jay.
So I wanted to talk real quick. I think this is a conspiracy. It's a play on. Hear me out on this. Just hear me out on this. Since 2010 to last year, the ratings have plummeted for the Oscars. They desperately needed something to happen. And what happens? The slap happens. Social media erupts. You couldn't turn on your phone, go to any platform, even TikTok, without seeing the slap. Secondly, Red Table isn't all that famous and popular. Everybody hears out whenever she goes off on Will Smith, and they tune in for that. But now everybody's going to tune in to see what her reaction is, how she's going to talk about what happened, the aftermath, and all that. So it becomes chaotic in a good sense. Will Smith gets a 40% bump after winning the Academy Award. You got Chris Rock becoming relevant once again. You got Jada back in the news. You got the Academy's back on the news as well. This is a plus-plus for everybody, and all it really took was
a
slap.
I mean, maybe you're right.
Everybody except Chris Rock.
I'm not going to summarily dismiss it, but thank you for the call. Laura agrees with you, but I'm not buying that. Like, that's just me. But,
I mean, he has a good point, but yeah.
Chris Rock does not want to be seen as a punk.
Yeah. All right, we got a break. We're late. All right, we'll be back in 3 minutes.